episode 671, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Wine No More.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. It is Friday. It is Confession Day, and I hope you have your joy on, because you know what? Yes, the weekend is around the corner, and I don't know about you, but I am so looking forward to maybe getting an extra 10 minutes of sleep. I don't know, with your schedule, probably with my schedule, we don't really get that ever, do we? But you know what? You've heard the saying, you'll have plenty of time to rest when life is done, right? Well, you know, you're a woman of impact, so you are just going to be on fire today. I know you are. And I've got to give you a lot of fun stories with Confession of an Upset Mama. Wine no more. Oh yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But first, we have to give a huge shout out and a welcome to all of our brand new family members. Welcome. I am so excited that you're here. Thank you for, number one, finding us and clicking on here saying, what is this? I want to know and hear more. I am just delighted that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to, yes, keeping your life simple. We all need to find the simple in every day. Now, with that being said, I don't know about you, but my schedule this week has been, well, it's been a roller coaster. What I had planned, some got canceled, moved around. I mean, from everything from the My Strength Is Your Story interviews to, you know, some being canceled and situations with calendar conflicts. And it's just like, really? And I really wanted to whine. I did. I got to be honest with you. But you know what? Philippians 2:14 says, do everything without complaining or arguing. Nothing is more annoying, though, than a child nagging at you for what they want. Why no more? And mine are so good at it. Do you have a few of those? And I won't tell you the secret. Okay, I'll tell you the secret. Sometimes even it's the husband that whines. I know, it's just between you and me, girlfriend to girlfriend here, sister to sister. It just drives you crazy, doesn't it? If you want a different outcome, though, you need to make provisions to account for your goals, what you want, where you're headed. Oh, if only the children would understand this. Because, you know, children have a tough time doing this simply because of their lack of maturity and experience. And you're kind of laughing right now thinking, well, the man I love kind of fits that category too. I know, shh, but don't tell him that, nor should you express it because you will get into trouble. You can just smile sweetly and go on. But knowing that sometimes, yes, we do think differently, especially our children, because there is a lack of maturity there. There's a lack of experience. And sometimes we just have to learn the hard way. I'm sure you've learned a hard few lessons in your life. I mean, none of us are perfect, right? Even though we would love to be perfect and we try to be perfect in everything that we do, we want to put our best foot forward. But we're challenged. Well, one of my sweet babies have been challenged lately. Oh, yes. It's with driving and a heavy foot. Oh my goodness gracious, speeding tickets. And now we are in the position of figuring out what to do so the license isn't suspended. This is not a position I wanted to be in. It doesn't make me happy. Oh no, it doesn't make me smile. But then I remind myself, do everything without complaining or arguing. Deep breath, just breathe. And then I think about you. What would I tell you all to do? You know, in this situation, what do I do? What's the best parenting skill? What's the best relationship skill? The best communication skill that I can use in this position? Because you know, it's not about the speeding tickets, right? I mean, yes, that's the situation, the topic at hand. But what we're looking at is we have to look at how we can make changes, how we can do something differently, how we need to grow. Wine no more. I can remember when my babies, when they literally were babies, and we lived, this was when we were living in Nebraska at the time, and we had a really long, long gravel driveway. And it was going up the hill. And it was awesome going up, but coming down, you know, not so much. I mean, the kids kind of thought it was like really cool going up. Now, going down it when there's snow and ice made the best ski area ever. because it was this nice little gentle down, you know, and they wouldn't necessarily go into the road. And we lived on some acreage, so it was fabulous. But during the summertime, the gravel was exposed, the springtime and the fall. And so what would happen when my children would fall down? They'd get hurt. And what's the first thing we want to do? We want to comfort them. We want to make the pain go away. We want to kiss it and make it all better. And we do that for them. We put a Band-Aid on it. We say a prayer over them. We say it's all going to be all right. However, as we get older, though, we have to learn that in life there are consequences, good or bad. I mean, eventually the kids realize that if they were going to run down the hill and the gravel was exposed, and if they got their feet moving too fast that they couldn't keep them underneath them, they would fall. What would happen? They would skin their knee. There would be blood. There would be maybe gravel in the knee, and we would have to go and wash it out. And that was a really painful experience. My daughter had a very painful experience with the driveway being so long and full of gravel. And what did she do? She rode her bike in flip-flops. Yeah, she broke her toe that day. I carried her up after she'd fallen off of her bike. And in rushes her younger brother. Mom, 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 she's hurt. Come quickly. And I ran all the way down the hill trying to keep my feet underneath me. We just want to kiss and make it better. We want to make the pain go away. But you see, the struggle that we have as parents is being able to allow them to grow. You know, we have to push them out of the nest once in a while. They have to figure out their consequences, good or bad. They have to do what's right for them. Mom and dad can't always come beside them and make it better. I was reminded that as much as we would like to make everything better with the speeding tickets and the heavy foot and all of that jazz, that's not in our job description. She's at the point right now that she needs to figure this out. As much as it hurts me, it's actually going to help her more. And yes, I can remember when she got her first one. Oh, Mom, I am so sorry. I'll never do it again. I promise I'll never do it again. Okay, this is your one time. You know the consequences. You have to pay the bill. You have to pay the price, the penalty for it. And she did. She worked it off. She paid the money. She paid the fine for her speeding ticket. But did that help? No, because she did it again. And what did she do? Mom, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I was just, no, you weren't just. Consequences, good or bad. You see, each of us have to take responsibility for our actions or lack thereof. Whine no more. If you know you are wanting something different in life, then you must make different decisions consisting of different actions. That's a mouthful. But if we live that every single day, knowing that if we want a different outcome, we've got to make different decisions consisting of different actions. If we're tired of the status quo, we got to do things differently. Oh, but wait, it's easier to whine, isn't it? It's easier to complain. It's easier to argue. I don't like it this way. I don't want to do it this way. I don't like my job. I don't like what you're telling me to do. Whining is an excuse. All it does is hold you captive in limbo land. Wherever you are, you're going to stay stuck there. Whine no more. You're not helping your child, and you're definitely not helping you. Now my daughter faces the consequences of her actions, and she's got to make some major decisions. And of course, I can help her with it, but she must learn and grow. And in this growth and sometimes of how we parent, sometimes how we communicate in our life, we find ourselves enabling for the wrong reasons, encouraging the same repetitive action. And that's not helpful to anybody. It's definitely not helpful to the child. Even though we think as a parent, oh man, I'm relieving them of their pain. I'm making it all better. Are you? Are you doing it for the right reason? Why no more? Stop the excuses. If you want a different outcome, what are you doing about it? So that's where I'm stuck. Except I'm stuck no more because she has to make this decision on what to do regarding her heavy foot and the speeding tickets. She has to go and face the consequences, good or bad. She has to make those difficult decisions. Yes, I can be there for her and share with her and help guide her. But ultimately, where does the responsibility lie? Her. And maybe you're thinking, now, Christiane, this just sounds like normal stuff. It does with a child. But have you looked in the mirror yourself? Have you seen your reflection? If you want a better marriage, are you working on it or are you complaining about it? Do everything without complaining or arguing. If you hate your job, what are you doing to find what you like about it? Whine no more. If you're tired of nothing fitting you or you don't like what does fit you, what are you changing? Are you changing your eating habits? Are you doing more fitness and more intentional movement? Why no more? Stop the excuses. You see, what's happening is that we're just enabling our children sometimes to keep doing the same thing. And that goes for us too. We look in the mirror and we're like, oh, well, I feel comfortable here because, well, I just do. So I'm going to keep doing the same thing, even though I don't like what I see or the outcome that I get every single time it happens. So change it. Change it. Why no more? I can't ask my daughter to make the changes within herself and not whine if I'm not modeling the same for her. Do everything without complaining or arguing. How are you modeling that to your child? What does your reflection model today? Are you complaining and whining about things and you don't even realize it? Are you complaining about the amounts of laundry that you have and the dishes that you have to do, that you always are vacuuming and cleaning the house? Oh, I am guilty as charged. I do that. And sometimes I say it loud enough so my children hear me. Because yes, they have chores to do, but man, they could be doing so many more chores. I have 5 children. Do you really think I need to be cleaning this house by myself? I don't think so. But you see, I also know that part of my job description is CEO of the family and of the household. And I do take on the responsibility of making sure this house is clean. And sometimes that means accepting the responsibility of doing the chores that really they need to be doing, but I do them for a little while because of their schedule, maybe their commitments. But instead of me communicating with them saying, look, this is a give and take here. You want to do this particular activity, that's fine. I'm willing to do your dishes for the week because you're going to be tired and you have, you know, finals and exams and you've got to really focus and study. I'm going to take that load from you, but in return, you need to do this. But we don't do that, do we? Oh, no, we just complain about it as we're doing the dishes. Well, why couldn't Johnny just be doing this? It's not my job anyway. Think about your situations. Think about your situations when your hubby comes home and he may be in a totally different room. And for some reason, you all have had an argument or a disagreement or something. And both of your feathers are a little ruffled. And all you do is you're like, you know, anything you can do to backstab. And it's not that you're definitely doing it on purpose, but really we are. We're whining about it. I'm just going to stab him here a little bit, see how he feels. If I make this comment, that will make it all better because I'll feel better about it. I'm better than he is. Where is that getting you? Whine no more. Do everything without complaining or arguing. What does your reflection model today? I have to, you know, check myself. I'm nowhere perfect. Some days, man, I am so spot on. I'm like, woohoo. I'm cheering myself on going, now that was a good day to have. Now let's just repeat it. And 2 days later, it blows up in my face. And I'm not such a good mom or such a good wife or such a good friend. Whine no more. Are you ready to get off the crazy train and get on the whine no more train? No more excuses. It's time that you take aim one step at a time. That's it. Do everything without complaining or arguing. See always the light at the end of the tunnel. Know that God is walking beside you every single step of the way. And then when you do mess up, guess what? He's still right there with you. And I know sometimes we feel very alone when we mess up. But that's actually when God is closest to us. The problem is we whine and we push him away. And we blame him. We blame ourselves. We blame our husbands. We blame our children. We blame even our puppy dog and our kitty cats. And they're just looking at you with cute little eyes. How can we blame them? I really want you to think about this because I feel like in our lives, because we are so busy, because we fill and stuff our schedule, we forget how to fuel our day the proper way. We've been talking about that this week. Episode 667, I believe, was what? Talking about fuel your day. And the first one was to set your declaration. And then in episode 669, it was about ignite your body, what you can do there. And that part was what? Ignite your body with nutrition and intentional movement. And now the other part here, number three, for fuel your day. How are you communicating your day when you wake up in the morning? Are you already whining about it? It's a Monday on a Friday. Or, oh no, wait, it's Friday. Yes, I get the weekend, but then Monday comes along and you're like, oh, it's dreaded Monday. Now what? We have to really be on point. How are you fueling your mind? How are you fueling your body? And how are you fueling your spirit? Those are questions that only you can answer. But what I do know is that you can take aim because you're a woman of action. Action ignites motivation. It's one step. And yeah, if you fall down a little bit, guess what? You get a little bit of boo-boo. It's all right. You learn from it. You get up, brush yourself off, and start all over again with a deep breath, knowing that God is with you all the way. Do everything today and every day without complaining or arguing. I promise you, make today a good day because any day is a good day. You woke up with a smile and God gave you breath, a breath to impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.